This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You've come to know me, haven't you? You've gotten to know who I am. And like it or not, you're like, hey, at least I know the dude. I like that about what our relationship. You do know me. You know, there's no pretense. There's nothing to hide. I mean, look, we all got little things we either are like, I don't need to talk about that to everybody. Stuff that, but you know, I don't hide anything. If my best friend says, what's up, man? I'm like, man, shoot, I gotta get some money in the bank, boy, I'm about to bounce something. You know, I ain't gonna be like, hey, everything's good. I'm that guy. And it isn't that that's bad. It's just, if you're asking me what's on my mind, what's happening? What's on your mind, bro? You know, something like that. I'm gonna tell you. Anyway, right now, what's on my mind is you, this show, delivering the goods. So welcome. For the newly initiated, those that have just come upon me, I'm a Fox News contributor, a fellow at the Dole Institute, the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics in Lawrence, Kansas. And I'm a writer. I write books. I have a website where I post my musings most of the time. I mean, it's funny. I used to write once a day. I mean, well, maybe once a day. Then I went to like four or five times a week. Now, no lie, I write five, six articles a day. I don't know how I keep up the pace. Everybody asks me that. Kevin, how do you keep up the pace, bro? I got a bunch of little black midgets running around here. Off the payroll, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, got them from... I don't know, some country in Africa, we shipped them over, brought them in on a container, got a discount. Oh, man. No, look, we get it done because we plan everything. You have to be very strategic when you're in the business of politics. And it's the business of life. I get very sick of people telling me, it's politics. We're not in politics. We are involved in life. And in the old days, we used to think, oh, man, oh, I don't ever want to talk about those politics. That's for, leave that to the politicians. Your life is politics. Everything you do, everything you are, if you are not paying attention to it, trust me, somebody is. It reminds me of when Daley in Chicago, they built these beautiful condos right across from a green belt. And the parking there was free. And one of the draws to the residents was, hey, look, it's beautiful. They said if you buy one of these places for like $1.2 million, the good news is you $32,000 a year to park. It's free. There's plenty of parking right across from the green belt. There's some parking, obviously, in the complex. But if you don't get a spot in the complex, you can park across the green belt. And people are like, yeah, that's a huge deal because in the city, man, parking is a zoo. Well, they built the complex, lured everybody in, then Daley came and he made that parking paid parking, put meters up. I'm not kidding you. It was within a week of the condo being finished. He stuck meters in. The residents were livid. But guess what? That's what government does. Government comes in and you think life is good. Somebody tells you, hey, man, look, you got a place to park. You go, I know you got those nice cars. Look here. And suddenly now you got a $30,000 bill that just got thrown on you, and there's nothing you can do. See, that's politics on you. Politics is happening all around you. You think you're living life. No, you're not. You're living politics. And if you don't understand that, you're in big trouble. See, all that we did was we used to go along back in the day when government was small. And it was very unintrusive, it's never been very unintrusive, but it was more unintrusive. We lived life, and politics was maybe 10-15% of it. When you go to register your car, you pay your taxes or whatever, it creeped in every now and then. Politics was like, oh, geez, is it that time? Yep, not anymore. Are you kidding? Politics is your daily meal. life is about 15 to 20%. If you're lucky, you're living 15 to 20% of life. The way you do that is you got to be super rich, because if you're not, you're concerned about how to pay your taxes. Trust me when I tell you this. You don't have to believe me, but it's on your brain. You're going, man, I got to pay that tax. I got to get that car inspected. I got to get that fishing license. I got to get that such and such. Oh, I got to pay those quarterly payroll taxes. I got to check to see what my Social Security. You are embroiled in politics. And then, worst case, you're, oh, man, that stupid city councilman did this. Or you're fighting with the school board. Or you're fighting with some ordinance that they just introduced. Or you're fighting some new tax. This is just local level. Forget what Barack Obama's doing with Obamacare. I'm talking at the national level. You're now fighting to not have to pay for the air that you breathe. They maneuvered a way to get you to pay for health care that you aren't even using. You would normally say, I'll pay for the hospital when I go. I'll get my own insurance. Nope. And more things are coming down. So you've got national level stuff that's coming down the pipe. Gas price. Obama wants to raise the gas prices $10 a barrel because gas was cheap. For all I know, he sneaked it in and I forgot. I didn't even check on it. So that's happening. Local level, cities are going, let's figure out, like Daly, let's figure out how to put new meters in. Let's figure out a way to get a nickel more out of you every single day that you don't even realize is coming. And that's what they do. They want it to come to them in these very sneaky ways where it's just out of your check. It's kind of like your payroll taxes. You give all this money to the government, then at the end of the year you go, oh, I hope the government gives me some money back. It was your money to begin with. And so they sneak something else in, an airport tax, a sewer tax, this gets raised or that. And next thing you know, you're nickel and dime. You are living to do nothing except pay for the operations of government. And you think you're not living in communism. Crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. There's news across the pond. There's obviously the results of the election. We'll get into that. I didn't want to just fire right out at you, but we are going to talk about that as well. Did Kasich's letter from Bill Clinton, did it hurt him? On gun control, did that impact him? It should have. Can't be against the Second Amendment. You going to let Hillary Clinton win this coming election? Anyway, lots to talk about. We'll be back. Keep here.
Transmitting live across the entire planet, even the North Pole, this is
Kevin Jackson. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
It's shocking. Shocking. It's astounding. It's black conservatism.
No way.
Way? It's Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me, man. Ooh, I have so much to say today. I really do. We've been talking about the most vile, despicable form of life on the planet is a liberal. Now, they don't think that. They've been taught to think that they're good people. They call themselves humanitarians. They call themselves philanthropists. And these are the people that you learn, like Jay-Z, that says, My presence is my charity. His presence is his charity. They don't give money. They just look for ways to get yours. These are the people that form unions, not because they want to make a better product, or they want people to be better at their crafts, but because they want protections against their lack of ability to do anything, to be productive. I'm not talking about trade unions are good. I want people to understand. I don't have a problem with you saying, oh, wow, that guy learned how to be a master carpenter. There's something to be said when you are considered a master carpenter. Or you're a master at understanding concrete and things like that, where the product you build, people's lives depend on it. I completely agree with that. But when you just want to form a union because you say, we got a lot of people and they're not being treated fair. Really, how much fair can they be treated? You want people that are part of a daycare union to get free daycare. That's going to be there. Well, who's going to do theirs? You know, you want people that are part of a janitor's union to get free janitorial services. Who's going to do it? I mean, come on. I no offense. I don't need too much trade to figure out how to take care of a kid or how to be a janitor or whatever the SEIU is. But these are the people that act like they care about their folks. The teachers union acts like it cares about kids. It's supposed to be about kids. What are we protecting for teachers? They get 3 months off, 2.5 months out of the year that they don't even have to work. They have teachers' pensions and things like this. They get tenure after, what, a couple years, 3-4 years? Can you get tenure at your job where they cannot fire you after 2 years or 4 years? Well, let me ask you this. At a job you work, can you get fired? Is there anything you should be able to do at a job to get you fired? Let's say you don't show up on time, or don't show up at all, or you leave early, or you're disruptive, or you suck at your job. You know, but no, they want protections. The reason liberals want protections for all this stuff, they need a guarantee because they suck. They don't know how to do things right. They don't know for the long haul. They're like, I can come in and be, you know, cheery and chipper for the first 3 months, but once I get on the program that says you're now officially able to draw unemployment, boy, they become the worst employees ever. The worst. I was talking earlier about what is so important about the United States and the world. I mean, why do we exist? Because we have liberals that quite frankly make America look like, what's the big deal? The bullies who talk about microaggressions, safe spaces, they talk about tolerance, they talk about diversity, and they're none of it. They're none of it. Look at a liberal's neighborhoods. It's blacks running blacks, Hispanics running Hispanics, Asians running Asians, whites running whites, Jews running Jews, Muslims running Muslims. That's how they represent things. Barack Obama talked about people he had appointed to the court.
Well, I've got women, I got Hispanics, and I've looked at in the circuit court. I got black people, I got Muslims, I got gays. He opens the boxes up.
Hey, Barack, here's a question. How about you just get good folks that understand that gays have the same rights as anybody else when it comes to the Constitution? See, it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all men, meaning men and mankind. It didn't discriminate. But no, he's got to represent gays because they're a special interest group. And so you want somebody that says, hey, I want to take my own little peccadillo and I'm going to represent them. Why don't you represent smokers? Why don't you represent drinkers? Why don't you represent drug addicts? Why don't you represent womanizers? I mean, if we're going to go representing and putting people in boxes, let's go deeper than just the superficial idea of, oh, I'm gay. Let's go all the way. The United States, folks, we've been setting the course for everything for years. We act as if people, like as I was saying before, oh, we look at Europe for their socialism or their socialized medicine or their socialized this or how their trains work or whatever. Let me tell you, we built the intercontinental train systems in America. We industrialized the world. They're still living on our old stuff. You can talk to me about, look, I've been on the bullet trains, the TGV, and the bullet trains in Japan and so on. They're amazing feats of technology, and we could do it. We act like, well, our train system's old Amtrak, and of course Amtrak's always, you know, breaking down, but yeah. But we could build it. We're too busy building the rest of the stuff. We're too busy building the internet and innovating in other ways that countries don't even have a concept of it. They can't think like we think because we are a different breed. We're important. That's why we're so important. I ask you, what country's politics do you care about? Do you care who's going to be the next president of Senegal? Pick your African country. Tell me who you care about. Do you care what's going on? Pick your European country and say, oh, wow, I wonder who's going to be elected the president or the whatever of Spain or Portugal or South America. Pick your country. Argentina, Venezuela, Russia. The only one we follow is Putin, and that's just because we use him as a whipping boy half the time. The left does anyway. We don't care what the politics of other countries are. But you better know something, folks. The world is watching us. They're watching our elections. Many world leaders are helping to orchestrate our downfall. They want to, it's like heat. They want the heat that comes from America because we bring the heat. and they wanted to warm them up because they're cold. They know it. They are cold in comparison to us. Their economies are cold. Their way of life is cold. Somebody was telling me, oh, some Scandinavian country, they're the happiest in Finland, and they pay 25% of their income, and, you know, and everybody gets health care. I'm like, that's just a lie. You want me to believe they're happy? They're not happy. Let a Finn come live in America for a week. You won't want to go back. Tell me the happiest place in the world, and let them come live here and hang out with us. Let them hang out with me. They will never go home. Anyway, when Hillary Clinton made her declaration, the world leaders were contacting her. That should have disqualified her as president. That's like saying, the Olympic Committee contacted me because we have a lot of great athletes and they don't want America to win. That was the most silly thing you could say as a person who wants to be the president of the United States. But look at Liz. Leftists are too embarrassed. They're too stupid, rather, to be embarrassed by Hillary Clinton. For them, she truly represents them. See, she's unaccomplished, yet she's still somehow being deemed successful. What a standard they set for themselves to pick that lunatic moron woman who's done nothing except hang on the coattails of men. Certainly a man. Celebrities always talk about leaving America if a Republican is elected. Well, those brain-dead morons should be leaving America for wanting Hillary Clinton. How more terrible of a record as a Secretary of State does she need in order for the left to disqualify her? How many more people does she need to kill? I'm going to talk about a movie that hits home when we come back that explains all of this even better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Things did get a bit heated early as Senator Cory Booker discussed releasing classified information and mentioned Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years, and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you write to us and let us know what's on your mind, what stories you want to cover. We'll get to it, I promise you, if we haven't already. And we'll do it from a perspective that you're probably not used to hearing it from. It's amazing to watch our team work. I don't want a reality show. I think reality shows are kind of, I watch them, but I wouldn't want to do one, you know, because I don't think it's really reality. I think they do a lot of orchestration, and I wouldn't be part of the whole, I hate you, and, you know, all the back and forth. But they are fun to watch at times. And I would love for you guys to see what happens behind the scenes, especially on the comedy stuff, because it isn't contrived. It's like you got to just see the minds of the people that work here and the comedic take on how things move about the world. It's fascinating to me. I would watch it. I really would. It would be kind of like watching a reality show of how they set up, you know, and I'm going to use The Daily Show as an example because John Daly had amazing writers. Now, they're all leftist knuckleheads, but in their own world, it's still funny stuff. If you believe what they believe, then it's very clever. And sometimes it's clever because it isn't politically motivated. It's just clever stuff. But anyway, to see that process is amazing. I hope I'm able to film some of that someday. I hope God blesses me to where I can gather that kind of coin together, get my team. I will prove to you that we are 10 times more talented than any liberal you've ever seen on TV. These guys make it. You want to know why the John Stewarts and the John Roberts and all these late night guys, you want to know why most of them make it? I'm not going to say all of them, but most of them. It's because it's a cabal of leftism. You take that out and you'd start seeing funny guys like Tim Wilkins, you'd see Brad Stein, and many of the other conservative comedians who are friends of mine, you'd see them because they're 10 times funnier. They really are, and they make sense. Brad Stein is one of the best minds out there. I got to get Brad back on the show. Just one of the funniest guys you'll ever talk to. He's running all around. He's making movies. He's doing a lot of stuff. It's really fun to watch him and fun to be part of what he's doing. I want to do more, but we're multi times more talented than them. Anyway, I've been talking about American exceptionalism, and I'm going to get back to that here in a second, but I'm going to let you know what we're going to be talking about here in a bit. Wolves and hyenas, Trump's grammar, and I just want you to understand this show is going to be packed full of stuff, and I want to cover what I'm covering now because I think it's important that we understand who we are as conservatives and why we are so important. I watched a movie called No Escape. It's got Owen Wilson in it. It doesn't, you know, Owen Wilson's normally the guy that's in these crazy comedies with his sidekick, Vince Vaughn. But from time to time, Owen will make a serious movie. And he did. He made one called No Escape. He and his family worked for an oil company, and they moved to a foreign country. I don't remember where. So it was somewhere, maybe it was not Cambodia, Vietnam, somewhere in that area, all right? And they get there, and everything's looking good, and suddenly there's a terrorist attack, and people are killing Americans. Now, the reason this story is interesting to me is because it showcases where we are today. It's a modern-day version of, you know, what could happen in, if you're traveling. Now, having traveled to many of the countries that, around the world, there was a couple things that, that made you safe. And I talk about this particularly when I was traveling in Northern Africa, in Africa in general, but Northern Africa. The thing that made you safe was, one, your American passport. You were safe because you were an American citizen. People did not mess with Americans. They would jack with Canadians, Scandinavians, whatever. I mean, it was like, oh, who cares? You're Switzerland? It was usually leave Switzerland alone because they were neutral. But, you know, they didn't care. But they cared about America. And I know this firsthand. I know this firsthand. I remember being in Africa, I don't know, maybe the second time I was in Egypt. And a guy says to me, oh, you're American. I will never get away. Oh, you're American. And then he starts asking me about our TV shows. And we immediately go into a political discussion. And he's, you're a black American. You must be oppressed. You're oppressed. I go, what? He goes, you're oppressed. You people, they treat you bad. I go, man, I don't know what reports you're getting. I go, I ain't treated bad. I don't know what you're talking about. And he wanted to convince me that I was being treated poorly in America. And I'm like, as opposed to what? As opposed to this? You know, so we have this amazing discussion. He invites me back with his family for dinner. I've told this story before. The funny part was I was with a white dude. His name is Steve. And Steve, they didn't want Steve to go because they didn't like him. And I just thought, I cracked up. And Steve's this real laid-back kind of guy, like, whatever. You know, he was smoking his ear, like, whatever. I go, no, I'm not going to dinner with you unless Steve comes. And Steve's like, oh, man, it's all right. I go, no. And he go, okay, he could come. We ended up not going. But look, the point, I had a conversation with this guy. We ended up sitting at a cafe, and he's wanting to explain to me how oppressed I am. And I'm going, dude, you're watching far too many 60s exploitation or, you know, blaxploitation films because I'm not oppressed. Contrary to what you believe, I'm pretty happy in America. And this was in the 80s. Anyway, No Escape. So Owen Wilson's in this movie, No Escape. They get there. He works for a big oil company who, I guess, has a pipeline. I don't remember the actual plot, but the people don't like what this company is doing. And so they plot against it, and he has to escape with his family. And it happened. He goes to get a newspaper or something at a, yeah, it was a harmless day. Got up, wife and the kids are in a high-rise building. He goes out for a paper and some juice or something, and next thing you know, man, there's a riot. He's looking at things. It's gone crazy. He can see two groups clashing, the cops and this other group, and next thing you know, he's running. He's got to fight his way back, claw his way back, scratch and claw to get to the hotel to tell his wife. They're killing Americans. It's easy to see. They're going to kill Americans. He knows what's about to happen if he can't get to his family. Gets to the family, and here's where you're going, where are we going with this, Kevin? Here's where we're going with it. The idea of this is, and I'm back to what made me safe when I traveled, was my American passport and the American embassy. Well, in this movie, they fight, they claw, they scratch, they get out of the building, and it's harrowing just to get out of the building because these people, the terrorists, who are Muslims, extremists, they're coming through and they're looking for Americans. And he knows now. He watched an American get killed right before his eyes, so he knows that that's part of the whole thing. So he's trying to get his family out. They hadn't been there very long, so I'm not going to give you the plot, but the long story short is they get out and they get a map and they're like, where are we to get to the American embassy? Now they've got the family dressed in Muslim garb, you know, scarves and things, so they look like one of the indigenous. And they get to the American embassy, and it's been torched. And we were talking about this. The idea of getting to an American embassy in a foreign country has always been, if you could just get to the embassy, you're safe. Not anymore. You should be asking yourself, in a time of Hillary Clinton, they make a movie, No Escape, and the fact of the matter is, if you think you're safe getting to an American embassy nowadays, you're dead wrong. It isn't what it used to be. And it's a direct correlation to how we are looked at in the world. There was a time when you traveled. If you could get to the embassy, it was sacrosanct, man. You were good. Not anymore. If there's turmoil in a country, don't think that just because you get there is good. And you should, in the movie, the guy, they get to the embassy, and he climbs up where he can see inside. It's been burned. It's like Benghazi. Now, here's my point to you folks. Even Hollywood knows that those days are over. The days of saying, oh, I'm protected, I'm going to go to the embassy. We live in the time where America has no clout, has no standing in the world, to where you say, do not touch that. A country with no, don't. Let me put it to you another way. If Kevin Jackson were president, they couldn't make that movie. If they got to the embassy, they're good. Because I would have nuked anybody that touched. You guys know my take on this. I would have killed you. You kill one American, I'll kill 50,000 of you.
The world community is upset with America.
So be it. Let the world community know. You kill an American, I'm going to kill 50,000 of you. I think the world community ought to be satisfied with that. But here's the other thing, the other side of it. I'm going to protect your citizens in my country because that's what we do. No escape. There is no escaping liberalism right now unless you're willing to fight. When we come back, stalking liberals, and I'm going to talk about some headlines. Keep it here.
Still heartbroken, the name Rampage Jackson is already taken. Here's plain old Kevin Jackson on the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here. What you want? What's up with all those babies, black people? You're 16, baby mama. Why they call you grandma? Your granddaughter graduated high school before you. You go on double date to the prom. Gotta take bus. Because nobody old enough to drive yet. Close your legs. Open a book. Find a nice Asian boy, well endowed with math skills. Something Wong, represent.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show. Something Wong! Lifelong friends and family don't speak to each other because of Barack Obama, and we're running into the same problem right now, folks. If you can't talk to friends and family, who's left? We're no longer debating our positions. We don't talk enough to liberals to get to cross-pollinate ideas, to get them thinking outside of their little crazy vida locas. In the case, it's not cross-pollination, it's pollination for them. See, we already know what they think. They don't know what we know. They have no idea. It's if you've ever had a discussion with a liberal and you say, well, have you ever thought about it this way? And they're like, and they have that look on their face, and you're like, you haven't. Obviously, you haven't. I've thought about your silly idea. You've never thought about it my way, have you? I cannot tell you how many times people come up to me, and I mean, I'm talking conservatives, and they'll go, you know what? Let me give you a perfect example. One of my buddies is a liberal from California. I was in my high school, 50th birthday of my high school. One of my buddies, he's a liberal, and we were talking about cops. And one of our friends was the police, he was the second in command of Dallas Police Department before he retired. And we're talking about, and he says, and I said to my buddy that was a cop, I said, Anthony, I'm really, man, I hate what you guys are going through. And he's like, yeah, man, and he's a black dude. He's like, yeah, man, it's rough out there. He says, shoot, I'm just glad I got out without having to shoot somebody. And then I said, well, you know, what the liberals are doing is ruining black America with respect to cops. And my buddy from California is like, well, how so? And I explained it. I'm not going to go into detail with you guys, but I just essentially said, you blame cops and black kids don't want to be cops. Kids in the neighborhood don't want to help cops. People in the neighborhood don't want to help cops. You know, you get snitches, get stitches. And so the crime, it occurs where? It occurs mainly in black neighborhoods, which is why the cops are there in the first place. So the guys that are there to help have been made into enemies. And then you wonder, why no more black people want to be cops? You know, why do they not want to help? Why do they not want to talk to cops? They want to be killed. And I just go into this quick little explanation, a little more detail than that. And he's looking at me and he goes, I never thought of it like that. And it was a revealing moment for him. And I'm going, yeah. Because you never think about things beyond, well, man, cops do kill the people from time to time. Well, what do you think? That's like telling me a bus driver kills people from time to time. Yeah, he drives a bus. They get into wrecks. By the way, bus drivers kill more people every year than cops. People don't even know this. I figured it out just on a crazy whim of us. I was looking at how do people die in America. There you go. So he's like, whoa. And he's like, Kevin, that's so deep. And I'm like, man, you need to open your mind to a lot of stuff, Mr. Liberal from California. I'm a moderate, Kev. I'm a moderate. No, you're not. It's not a moderate. This is the guy telling me that one of our friends, I was better friends with this guy in high school than the guy I'm talking to. I go to New York. I call him up. I'm like, hey, man, I'm in town. Yeah, man, I'm busy, whatever. And then he doesn't even answer my calls anymore. So my buddy's telling me, yeah, well, yeah, I just texted with him the other day. You know, he couldn't make it to the event and all that. And I said, you know what? Screw him. He's like, no, man, don't do that. You know, he's really busy. And one day somebody went into his office from the school and, all, you know, they had a big scene. And I'm like, oh, so really? So when I call, he doesn't answer because somebody went into his office and made a big scene. The dude who was his roommate for 2 years in high school that was closer to him than you, and you just said he's texted with you just as I go, look, you can make excuses for people. I don't. He can text me back. If he wanted to, he would. I don't really care. I go, in the scheme of things, being honest with you, I don't care. But I don't get it. That's the only thing I'm trying to understand is why is he being this way? But outside of that, I don't care. And finally, he tries to rationalize it again, and he looks at me and he goes, you know what? You're right. He goes, you're right. I go, I know I'm right. I said, let me ask you this question. If I come to California, I let you know I'm in town. We're going to hang out or not? He goes, we hang out. I go, you come to where I live. You think I'm going to hang out with you if I'm in town? Yes. You're going to come to my home. Whatever. Don't try to make excuses where there should not be them. He's like, oh, you're right. You're right. The only time folks were having discussions is when politicians or their minions control our discussion. See, my buddy, he's a minion. He's taught to just go, no, 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 there's an excuse for it. No, no, no. No, Kevin, you don't understand. Yes, I do. If you don't remember, to my buddy, I won't say his name, but I'm smarter than you. I was smarter than you in school, and I remain smarter than you. And it isn't because I'm being pompous about it. It's because, one, we can validate through grades, and the other, we can validate through the world of ideas. But see, what we have right now is we have the media controlling our discussions. Most of us are not talking gun control with liberals. We're talking about it to ourselves. Yeah. We'll discuss this with people that we like. We'll talk about our new Ruger or the new, you know, SIG that's coming out or whatever, and the grips and how you need to do this and when you've been to the range with our buddies. But we won't have this conversation. We won't talk to, when liberals talk about gun control, we're just like, ah, whatever, it's not worth the energy. It is worth the energy. Your rights are at stake. I would ask a liberal, what would you be willing to do in order to protect yourself? If you knew I was going to kill you, there's a gun there, and all you got to do is pick it up and pull the trigger. But if you don't, I'm going to kill you. Or, and if it doesn't bother you to die, because
it's a gun, I'd just let you shoot me, because that's just the way it is.
Okay, cool. What about if I shoot your girlfriend or your wife or your child? Or, God forbid, your chihuahua. What about them?
Oh,
they got to rethink it then. So my question is very simple. If you have a tool that can take me out, would you use it? Let's replace the gun with a knife. Let's replace it with a pen that you could pick up and stab me right in the neck. But the first one gets to it is going to be the winner. Would you pick that pen up in order to protect yourself? And if the answer is yes, then you shouldn't be worried about a gun.
Well, guns can kill a lot more people.
Oh, really? Than cars? Really? Because I'll tell you what. You take your gun, I'll get in my car, and you shoot at me while I'm trying to run you over. I think I got pretty good odds.
Well, you're going to kill as many people.
They got every excuse in the book. The fact of the matter is, it's about protecting yourself and doing whatever it takes. That's it. The Constitution shouldn't have said your rights to the Second Amendment. It should have said rights for all means of protecting yourself. Because let me tell you what liberals will do. When it's not a firearm, and here's what I would do. I'd lock them in. I'd say, what's a firearm?
It's an object that propels lead at a speed greater than the speed of sound.
Okay, cool. Because when I have my laser, I don't want you coming to me. When I have my sonic boom weapon that does not emit anything, one of them emits light and the other one emits sound, I don't want you coming to me about, I want to take your laser away. Or I'm going to take your phaser away. Or whatever. See, we need to be having better, deeper discussions that make these fools understand the folly of their ways. But you're being told and sold about guns. You're being told and sold about the economy and how we have to spend money to protect all these different people or whatever else. And you ask yourself the question, when did we start getting into the trillions for this stuff? And by the way, do you think that we're always talking about how great of a nation and humane? When your nation is 47% of the people need something from your nation, shouldn't you start evaluating your nation? And the people that are just making these people believe that that's what they have to have? I guarantee you go back into the frontier days and you look at the number of people who needed help from the government, but you know what they did? They hunted on their own. They grew their own foods. They relied on the goodness of others. The church helped them. The individual people helped them. The community helped. And it would pale. I mean, that number would be so large in comparison to what, you know, we're talking about with people that are just getting free stuff left and right. I mean, we took care of each other. We figured out a way. We no longer want people to figure out a way. We want to just give it to them. Here, you can have it. Unbelievable. To say that we have a problem with liberalism, folks, is to say that the wife of Henry VIII died because her head fell off. I got to take a short break. Hang in there. We got a lot to talk about. You can tell I'm in a bit of a feisty mood, huh? Well, I deserve to be. I'm exhausted, but I do like these shows. I got to admit. We'll talk more about what's happening in the news when we get back.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
It's Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Show. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.